Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a grand prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, he has not tasted death. Allah ta'ala raised him to the heavens. بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And we also know that towards the end of times, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will reappear. He will come back to the earth. In fact, he will descend upon the minaret of Jami' Masjid Umawi in Damascus. And thereafter, he will kill Dajjal and implement peace on the earth, the laws of the Muhammadan Sharia, the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was a man of great excellence, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran tells us he was able to cure those who were born blind. He was able to cure the lepers. He would form birds, etc., out of clay. This was the miraculous power that Allah jalla wa ala had bestowed upon him. And we also know that he was granted knowledge of the unseen. How so? When kids would come to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, his gatherings, this great Prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, would inform those children as to what food was being prepared at home. They would go home and they would demand that from their parents. Their parents would say, "Who told you this?" And they would say, "Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam told us this." Now, because those parents were misfortunate, they would prevent their children from going to the gatherings of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam thereafter. But he had knowledge of the unseen. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that he gives his chosen messengers knowledge of the unseen. And in particular, the statement of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is documented in the Quran. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. And I'll inform you about what you will eat and what you store in your homes. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to respect all the Anbiya alayhim salam and grant us their blessings.